Hello and welcome back to the Ultra Bros. This is episode 5. I'm Valentin.
And I'm Constantine.
And today, like most other days, we'll just be talking. Things we were talking about like beforehand, Constantine was thinking about talking just, figure out what kind of goals he wants to set up for himself and setbacks and things like that. Mm-hmm. I feel like where my head is at right now is well, that sounds a great idea. You know, we'll talk about that.
Well, I think it's a good topic because to the point where it's still, you feel like there's a bit taboo sometimes. You know, nobody likes to fail, and it's never pleasant, and it's face value. It's a pretty terrible thing. But I think they have this ability to provide like a huge benefit if you use it properly. If you use a setback or failure properly, I think there's a lot that you can unpack there, and there's a lot you can learn. So I think we can just start, and you can go right ahead. What's how do you think you deal with failure? Like, how do you feel like you deal with it well? Is that like something that you're still afraid of? Are you comfortable with it? What's like the most recent failure you've had?
I don't think I'm great with failure.
No,
I think I think there's two parts of it. When I was younger, up until like the end of high school, I never really experienced failure just because, you know, everything was pretty easy in life, you know, good family, everything was easy at home. Everything was fine at school, you know, nothing really ever serious ever happened. And so I never really had to develop. I was never put in a position where I had no choice but to kind of learn from my mistakes. Mm-hmm. Obviously I mean huge mistakes and mistakes all the time. I don't think anyone goes through their teenage years not, you know, really messing up.
But there are repercussions, you're
saying. But in my position, there weren't really consequences, you know.
Right.
School was a pretty lenient place, you know, like I think everyone going through school, it's a pretty lax place. You know, mm-hmm. It's not a very serious place, as in you have a lot of breathing room, you know?
Yeah.
If you mess up, there really aren't consequences to your actions. You can always, you know, work a way around it, talk to your professors, figure something out, work it so that you never have like a decision and realize like, oh my God, there is nothing for me to change about this, you know?
Right.
So and I think, that was the case for our school. And I think that's just kind of, just the way things are right now.
General
theme. You know, even, in general and other aspects of life, obviously, you know, no one has everything going perfectly, but there was never a situation where the consequences were real, you know, and very painful. I mean, for me, that only started happening in university. And I think a big part of that, was because I had never failed before or never failed in such a way where I was forced to be honest with myself and change. You know, most of the time you can just kind of brush it away with, you know, the usual lies we tell ourselves.
Well, you blame it on other things, anything but you.
Exactly. Or even if you don't blame on someone, you know, you can just kind of close your eyes, pretend the issue is not there and still be fine.
Sure.
You know,
sleep it off.
And never really address the issue for a long time and still manage. I mean, you probably won't be very happy, but you'll still manage, you know? So, but then once in university, you know, made some decisions that the consequences were considerably more real, like that I couldn't really lie to myself about. And so that sense, I mean, that kind of was to my benefit because for the first time, and obviously, I mean, I've mentioned this a lot before, I was put in a position where I had to change kind of who I was. And so I realized I had to kind of start developing habits. But
that's a, so I'm, I just want a quick tangent and I, you can continue on, but something that's interesting, like, where do you see did you see that experience and that kind of setback? Are you, when you look back on, is something that you're grateful for, that you feel like something that you needed, it wasn't something that was going to be, you needed some kind of rude awakening.
I don't know if it was something that I needed. I don't really think about it that way. I think it's something that was inevitable.
Oh, I see.
It was there was no way for me. It was going to come. That was something like that.
Yeah.
Was going to happen no matter what I did.
Interesting.
I could have done things to push it back.
Yeah.
But something like that was impossible not to happen eventually. Yeah. So whether I needed it, whether it was, the universe helping me out, being like, hey, you should change. I don't think of it that way. I don't think that's true.
Yeah.
I just think, when you act and you live the way I was living, that is going to happen eventually. Now, depending on your environment, it might happen later. If you have a very
safe, supporting,
then the consequence of your actions will usually happen later.
Yeah.
If you're, come think about it. If you're dependent on other people, the consequences will come a lot later,
Yes.
Because you're dependent on people. Things don't lie with yourself. Right. If you completely fall apart, well, that's fine because you're not taking care of yourself anyway.
Yeah.
If you're independent, and not independent in the sense that like that's your personality, but independent in the sense that there is no one there to support you. You have no choice.
Right.
Then the consequences are pretty imminent.
Right.
The consequences of laziness and not looking for a job are pretty immediate.
Yeah.
Because no one is going to feed you.
Exactly.
No one's going to shelter you.
Sure.
And things like that. So I think it's not really stability, but it's more dependency.
Yeah.
And obviously being in a, I think most people, I think a lot of people like to pretend that, they have awful family lives and their life is a struggle. And I know I was one of those people, when I was a kid, that's kind of the way you want people to see you, right?
Yeah.
But I think the vast majority of people, we have a pretty good hand.
Well, I think that's a technique. I'm almost like, as teenagers, I think, and sometimes over dramatize.
Yeah. I mean, it's, we kind of, well, I know that I did that a lot. I had to convince myself that my life and my situation was a lot harder than it really was.
Well, self-pity, right? That's what I
was. Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure a lot of other things too. And so that for me, I just think it was inevitable.
Yeah.
Whether it was good or bad, it's just something that was going to happen. Mm-hmm. Now, whether in the long run it did me good, I think it... I think that complicates things because, what's good? I think it made me become a more, I guess the best way to put it is, I think there's no point of saying if it made me good or bad, because then I think that just gets pretty difficult to figure out.
Yeah.
One thing that it made me more responsible, for sure. And it just made me, I think it made me realize, it made me see myself very differently. So I don't want to say that it made me understand who I really was, because who I really am, I don't know. But I think the perception of myself changed drastically. Now, overall, I think the decisions that led from that, seeing myself differently.
Yeah.
Have made me feel better about my life, for sure.
Just more grateful, slightly. Yeah.
Well, the grateful, I don't know if I've become more grateful, but I think I have better understood the importance of gratitude.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's not like all of a sudden I'm like, oh, wow, I'm so thankful. Thank you. It's not like all of a sudden I've become that person. It's not all of a sudden I made terrible decisions and I'm like, oh, that made me realize how lucky I am.
Yes.
I don't think that did not happen. But what it did, it didn't make me realize, but what it made me to start thinking is that maybe I should be more like that,
You saw the benefit, like this is.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that, you know, so much of my, I just thought if I could go through the day mm-hmm. being slightly more grateful,
yeah,
more thankful, I just thought that would do me good.
No, but I think I saw a course that was held at, it was like, I don't know, if it was one of the Ivy League schools in the States. And one of the courses was about this whole driving happiness. Obviously, this is vague because I think I read this a while back. But this professor that, you know, one of the lessons is they walked you through simple things you could do every day that would, you know, that were proven to make you happier. Don't ask me how they prove this because.
No, but what are they?
Yeah, I know.
But what are they? Seriously.
Well, one of them, and this I'm bringing up because this is, you made me think of this, is writing down every day what you're grateful for.
Yeah, I started doing that.
Just every morning, I think, was the record. Is that you basically top of your head and you write things that, you know, you don't have to force it. You don't feel like, I should be grateful.
Yeah.
But things that, like, what things that you're noticing that, you know, that seem appropriate for today and that you're grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. I really like that made sense to me. And I tried that, and definitely not a habit of being able to hold consistently, but I definitely noticed. And I see that's another thing, right? Because maybe the first few hours of the day, but towards the end of the day, you kind of forget about it. I guess it's just starting the day on that note
mm-hmm.
when it doesn't hurt.
Well, yeah, I do think even if you forget about it, I think being reminded about that is pretty good because, yeah. You know, talking about goals, I know one thing, and this has a lot to do with habits,
yeah.
is, you know, you have like this drive and this reason to do something, right? Yeah. So you start doing whatever this habit is.
Yeah.
Let's say in my case, meditation or running,
sure,
whatever. And then at the beginning, you have a reason why you're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, oh, I'm doing this because I'm so depressed and whatever.
Yeah, I need
and
this,
I think sure. this might like help me grab onto something in my day, yeah. you know? And so that's your reason at first. And that works for you in a way, you know, yeah. along with other things. Obviously, I don't think just having a reason, I think is a good step, but isn't the thing that's going to make a habit stick. But yeah. You have this reason, but eventually you're going to forget it,
yeah.
which has been the case for me.
That's true.
A lot, you know, you're going to forget that reason. And then, you know, a few months down the road, you lose motivation.
Yeah.
And then you forget why, and then you're confused, or even something else like, and I think this is more relevant to me for the meditation.
Yeah.
You know, you start getting into a habit, and then, you know, you kind of stop putting so much effort. Into mm-hmm. it, right? You know, at first you realize that, you know, I have to really put the effort in. That's how I improve.
Yeah.
And then you do it so much, you're like, yeah, but I do it so much
yeah.
that maybe I don't have to put so much effort. I'm putting so much time in that that's covering all my bases.
Yeah.
And I realized that was something I was doing. Like I was kind of droning through it without
yeah.
really, I was like patting myself on the back
yeah.
and I wasn't doing such a great job. And I realized, and that wasn't intentional. It was just like, you just forget these things. You
yeah.
forget that you have to put the effort in,
yeah.
you know, which I know is stupid, but you do, you know?
Yeah.
And so one thing that I only started maybe 2 weeks ago.
Sure.
But I just took a piece of paper and I wrote down things that I don't want to forget.
Uh-huh.
And those are things that I just kind of read every morning. So
yeah.
I mean, one of them, like the first thing I wrote down was, it's right here. Yeah, actually, I'll just read it. It's not very well done because I just kind of wrote it because
sure.
I want to be on paper. So it's, whenever you do your habits, make sure you focus as hard as you can. This is how you will improve and you will know you are doing your best and will not get frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
And you will always know you're improving as much as you possibly can and are not wasting your time. So for me, a big thing. So I feel like just reading that every day doesn't make a huge difference,
yeah.
but it just doesn't allow me to forget. So every time I go through the day, I might remember, I might still go through most of the day kind of slacking off.
Yeah.
But maybe once in the day, I might be like, oh, right. Remember, if you don't focus, you're going to get upset with yourself. You're
yeah.
going to get frustrated because you're
yeah.
like, I put all this time, but I'm not getting better. So I just feel, and again, I, you know, the whole idea of repetition, I feel like if I read it every day, eventually I'll have read it so many times that that's just, I'll remember it twice a day.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, that's just kind of how you think. And like, I mean, a few other things, I won't read everything, but this was something that, again, that I read, you know, this is something you hear about all the time.
Yeah.
But I don't, you know, you're like, yeah, that's great. But don't really do it. Well, it's not like forget about it, but you just kind of brush it off.
Yeah.
As whenever you notice a negative thought, flip it into a positive one and add some positive mental images to it. Because I thought, you know, because I was watching this video by Damien Eccles a few days ago.
Sure.
And he was just saying the obvious. You know, have you ever seen a negative person who's always talking negatively?
Yeah.
Who's always having you see something and is like, you know, says something negative. Have you ever seen them have a positive life?
Mm.
And he's like, no, it just is. You know, you just.
But that's just common sense.
Yeah, exactly. But it's common sense, but not something you think about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So again, writing it down, I'm hoping, well, if I read it enough, and I have, I mean, again, I've only been doing this for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But I have noticed that maybe once in the day, I'll have a negative thought and I'll be like, you know what? Reframe it.
Yeah. Well, I'm a huge believer, like, you know, whatever could, whatever fills up your mind, right? Whatever consumes most of your thoughts.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you focus on. You know, there's, I think there's some certain truth that that's what, you know, your energy goes towards.
Yeah.
If you're sure. constantly thinking, you know, the, you know, cup half full or always the, you know, the risk or the, you know, the your failures and, you know, that it's good, but to always remember that, you know, the beautiful things in life and the things that, because then you're attract, you know, not necessarily attracting them in the physical sense, but you're, you know, you're bringing yourself into a better, I think, mindset. And I think from mm-hmm. there, you're much more capable of, you know, taking on a new habit, being, you know, being independent, being serviceable yeah. to others.
And
right?
going back to the failing thing, yeah. when you do fail, you'll be able to recover from it yeah. or move from it a lot better.
So that kind of brings us to where we started, right? So, and I think that's a great point you just said. You know, that's important. And I think how to deal with failure, and I think that this is important. I'm still working on this. Is failure is never fun to deal with. But I think part of what makes a failure a lot easier to do with is the mindset going into, you know, thinking about it. Because if you're thinking about it, if you're already down yourself and you're like, ah, you know, I'm not feeling too hot, you know, I suck at this, I'm terrible at that. Then if you think that you start thinking about another failure, what's the chances that you'll be like, oh, you know, there's an opportunity here for me to be better. No, you're like, yeah. no, this is just, look at me doing it all over again. I haven't changed, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it's very important and to make sure that whenever, because we talked about the last time here, the importance of being aware, right? So whenever you and I, this is something I know I do a lot, and it kind of almost makes me on the verge where it makes me uncomfortable, but I feel like that's when I do it right, is thinking back on where, you know, I almost embarrass myself in terms of, you know, I had a weak sense of, like, weak character, or where I failed, or you know, where I kind of wasn't myself, or you know, wasn't my the best version that I could be, or, you know, did a mistake, or any form of failure, that I have to look back on those and on a really positive mindset, in order for me to actually take action, rather than be like, oh, you know, be just, you know, go in that self pity hole and just like, yo, that's how I've been and that's how I'll always be. Because yeah. that's one of my, I think, pet peeves is for myself or anybody, right? When the whole stuck in your ways, or it's like, you know, this is how I've always been, and this is the cards I've been dealt, and this is what I have to get used to. Now, I think life's way too short and way too exciting for you not to, you know, at least in the things that matter to you, take control. If there's something in your life that you think in your ideal head you would like to change, then there's no use for you. And I think you have to start to change it. You have to tell yourself, oh, this isn't a big deal. Like, there's almost like, I guess there's some sort of, you have to manipulate yourself and believing that, you know, this is doable, because that's the first step. Because if right away you think like, this is, you think about how hard it's going to be, how, you know, this is a bad habit you've had for years, whether it is, you know, like a social habit or a personal thing you do, And it's like, oh, it's ingrained in me. It's going to be so hard and it's going to be impossible. That's probably all true. That's very accurate. But I'm a strong believer, but that's not helping you in that direction. I much believe that. And I think this is what I do is I look at that. I much more look at like, okay, that's not good. And then, but I can change it. I can change it right now. I'll make sure that the next time where I'm faced with a situation, I won't do it. And that'll be changed. I'll start with that, right? And then that'll be a little win. And that may seem like very insignificant. It probably is. One time, what does that mean?
I think most things are insignificant. But then the reality is you just have to do them over and over.
Exactly. Again. It gets you starting. And I think when addressing failure and trying to change for the better, right, based off past failures, it's I think the most important thing is starting somewhere.
Yeah.
And you won't, you know, it won't be night and day. In some cases, sure, it could be. Maybe it's like, it was so clear to you that this is not the person you want to be, or that maybe, but most of the cases, I would feel it's going to take you to just get it started and then try again, but then fail again.
Yeah, for sure.
And didn't we read something? I think you told me, or I read something where Benjamin Franklin kept his journal of things that he wanted to improve about himself. What was that?
I mean, I don't know if it was, it might've been a journal, but what he did is he started every day by answering a question, and the question is, what good can I do today? So there's just a piece of paper that said, what good can I do today, ? And he would write down and then at the end of every day there would be another question that he would answer, which is, what good did I do today?
You're talking
about something else. He walked around with a book called his Book of Virtues, and in that book he like broke down all the virtues he thought were important in a person.
Right. Yes. So
I think there was like maybe 11 of them. I don't know. But there was, he wrote down these, you know, something like temperance. So like, I think it was like not drinking until, you know, it's like not eating. And then in that little book, if he felt like he didn't uphold that virtue, he would put a little hole in the day and the box, like the box. And the symbolism for that was pretty interesting.
Okay.
Which was pretty cool. If he did something well, he didn't put a single mark in the box. So there was, you know, on one, like picture a table on like, you know, like a graph or something. On one side, he had all his virtues, and on the top, he had the day, right? And then, you know, you do like the battleship thing, you go day in virtue, and then, and if he did the virtue perfectly, like that day, he felt like he followed that virtue, he didn't mark it.
Yeah.
He left it blank.
Okay.
If he didn't do it well, he put a dot in it. And his understanding behind that, which I thought was really cool, was that virtue is the unblemished nature we're supposed to be. It's the way, like, to live virtuously is the perfectly purified way we're supposed to be. And whenever you're not virtuous, what you're doing is you're blotting yourself. Or you're, what's the proper term? You know, you're putting a mark, you're putting a stain. That's what it is. That little square is you. And you, by not falling, you have stained yourself, you know?
Wow.
For that day.
I like that.
And then the next day is a new day. And then you start off a blank page.
Shall you stay?
So, you know, so I thought, I thought that was like, well, how cool is that?
That's brilliant.
You know? Anyway, but talking about that, I definitely agree how like the whole mindset, the whole positivity, even though a lot of times, I think a lot of people don't, well, I knew me.
Yeah.
You know, everyone knows about this. Yeah. Everyone has known, our generation has known about this for years, you know.
Yes
the actually. Power of positive thinking, but I feel like most of the time people kind of, I mean, I remember when I was young, I kind of hated that. I hated it in the sense that, you know, there was that whole part like, no, you know, I'm like honest with myself, you know.
Okay.
Or I'm the guy who can man up to it, and I can beat myself up and keep going, you know. I don't have to baby myself.
Yeah.
I can tell, which obviously was not true. I was a total baby, you know? But when I'm talking about myself, I'm talking about general. I think most guys.
Yes.
I'm talking about, you know, most guys. I'm not going to talk about girls, but I'm talking most guys in high school. We talk big stuff. Most of us, you know, we're none of us are very impressive. At least, you know, I'm sure there's a school out there where it's like to get in, you have to have been an Olympian at 12, and those guys are different. You know, if I met that guy, I'd be like, God damn. There's exceptions. But anyway, obviously there's exceptions. I'm just saying, as a general rule, I think most guys can admit.
Well, that we are age, not, it's a lot of,
at our age, you know, I mean,
you're still learning,
you know, by the time you're a teenager, I mean, you don't even know what you did for the first 14 years of your life.
Something I love that
you're not even caught, you know,
that's something you said. You were just about to say it, right? When you realize, like, when you turn 20, you've only been conscious.
Yeah, I love saying that.
For, like, what do you say? What
it's like, yeah, I've been here for 20 years, but I've only been conscious for the past, like, three.
Yeah.
Up until I was 17 years old, like, I didn't, you know.
Yeah.
I can't even explain it, you know. I think, you know, up until you're 7, you don't even realize that your actions have consequences.
Everybody's different.
You don't, obviously. But for me, I was like, you know, I think it's only very recently where I started understanding how the world works. You know, up until I was like 20, I was like, yeah, I mean, everything's fine. And then I realized, like, wait. Oh, I have to work. I have to, but it wasn't like, oh yeah. It was like, oh my God, you know. Anyway, but the whole positive thinking, you know, I do think that, you know, the whole gratitude and the positive thinking does help you go through failure, in the sense that, you know, just seeing it differently. You know, if you're the kind of person that fails, mm-hmm. and then you go about, you know, for hours or however long, you know, weeks, depending on what kind of person you are, mm-hmm. being like, you're letting this ruin you.
Yeah.
Just crumble, destroys you, and all that. You know, you're probably not going to make huge bounds mm-hmm. from that, at least not very quickly. You know, the person that usually recovers quickest is the person that looks back on it and is like, okay, I failed, but what can I learn from it?
Yeah.
What lessons? You know, that's usually, I think, the kind of person that kind of bounce, you know, moves forward a lot better.
But it's so easy. Okay, so, and I think everybody knows that. So that, this is the fun thing about life, right? Like, that, and that, this is the
that's true. Everyone does.
But that. This is the really interesting part, right? A lot of the things, and I think you said this. We talked about this. You know, life. The whole idea, like, life is seemingly very simple, because if you were to ask somebody, you know, what would you need to do to have a perfect life?
Yeah, I think most people.
People can give you a pretty good idea.
I think we all know. Yeah, we all know.
Well,
that's
you
true.
Do this, you do this. I assume you would do that. Would probably help a lot.
Yeah, that's so true.
And it's like, well, that would, and that makes sense. And I feel like most of the time we'd be, you know, probably 80% right.
That actually reminds me of something. Okay. I was going to say, I don't want to interrupt you, but I do want.
No,
to
No, go for it. Tell us what I'm saying.
But just because I forgot, I remember. Do you remember that conversation we had? We were talking about, like, what's the point of people like Tony Robbins, you know? we're not saying anything bad. Obviously, the man is incredibly successful. The
man did something right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think what he's doing is extraordinary. I don't really know what he does. Anyway, it doesn't matter. He's just kind of like the man I picture when I think of self-help motivators.
Sure.
But, you know, I feel like most of the time when you have really big issues in your life, like you said, the solution is so simple. You know, most solutions. So let's say your issue right now is you have a terrible relationship with a member of your family. Yeah. You know, if we're all honest with ourselves, what is the actual solution to that problem?
Yeah.
Go to that person.
Yeah.
Start talking to them.
Yeah. Be open.
Be open.
Be very open.
Allow yourself to be vulnerable.
Listen.
You know?
Yeah.
That's it. And we all know this. But we will go pay these people, go to these events, go like, oh my God. and have this guy talk about like steps, and which is, I think, a big part of it is we want it to be complicated.
Yes.
Because that allows us to fail.
That gives you know? Us an excuse for like, that's yeah. why it takes
that's
time.
That's why it's like, you know, yeah, it takes, money. You know. The moment we complicate things, that's like, it's such a relief for us because, you know, back in the back of our head, we kind of, before we even start, we allow ourselves the opportunity to fail.
And I love that. And I think you can see that in everything, you know, like you look at, you can see that in startups, right? People that, you know, like, why did you give up on your stuff? Oh, it got sold, or you got the money, and then the plan.
But people, even,
and I do this, right? When it's like, I notice when it's something I really like, I'm kind of scared, or I don't really want to do, I'll make sure to plan very well for it.
Mm.
And it's just me just trying to make you like, trying to really break down the steps.
Overwhelm
myself. Like, okay.
But now, even like, you know,
a lot of room to fail here.
You know, I mean, I think a big problem for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I think this isn't new of our generation, but it might be a bit more of the case. I think it might be a bit more real for our age group in this time is obviously financial security.
Yes.
And you know, that's another thing. I think that's a hugely important thing. Yeah. You know, I want to be, anyway, that's a different podcast.
I want to have money.
But, you know, but that's one of those things like I notice with myself, I will really overcomplicate things, you know, in the sense where I'll be like, I'll explain why finance is such a struggle, which it is. But I'll make it super complicated for myself when in the reality, the reality of the situation is, and this would take time, but let's say I wanted to just get a normal job. You know, I mean, I keep saying how in COVID that's very hard, you know, all this, everything's going on, it's hard. The reality is if I go outside, I don't know, print off a whole bunch of resumes, grab my phone, get on the computer and just call and apply to 10 jobs every single day. There are enough jobs out there to apply 10 jobs every day.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a job.
Well, that's what Roosevelt did.
Now,
Rockefeller.
Is that hard and draining to do? And do you have, I mean, you're damn right it is.
Damn right it is,
Is it unenjoyable? Of course it's very unenjoyable. But is it like simple in the sense that it's straightforward?
Yeah.
Super straightforward.
Super straightforward.
Let's say you wanted to get to the point where, you know, you want to be like financially independent, you know, and start a startup or like do, you know, a little thing on your own. Mm-hmm. Again, we'll overcomplicate things.
No.
But in the reality, what do you actually have to do? You have to go spend 8 hours on the phone every day just doing cold calling and just non-stop, and not like sit down for 8 hours, but like whittle your thumbs for 6 hours and do work. Literally just, you know, and that's all you have to do. Like if you did 8 hours of calls every day, trying to sell a product
something
or doing something, I think it's either impossible for you not
because even
to make
you would
money.
Learn. You would be like, okay,
exactly. You would learn so much.
That didn't work. I have to try something
else. Absolutely.
And then eventually something would work.
Yeah. It's like if someone asks you to build a bridge, you've never built a bridge, you've never seen a bridge. But if they ask you, you're going to build 100, I know this is impossible, but it's an example. You're going to build 100 bridges every day. No short term, no one's going to help you. After a few weeks, months, you're going to be a damn good, you know, bridge builder. It's just the way, unless you're consciously putting the effort not to do the work, then you might not improve. But as long as you put some, you will improve. So again, you know, all of us kids, we're here talking about how hard it is to finances. And we're not really, you know, we're doing enough things to keep ourselves above water, but we're not really making the big changes we need to do.
Yeah.
And for me, a big reason is I overcomplicate it. But I know at the end of the day, it's really not. It's simple.
It's very simple.
So again, that kind of goes back to the whole self-help motivation people. Like, what's the point of watching a motivation or a self-help video on YouTube? It's like, I know what I have to do.
I know this.
The problem is not that, you know, or even something else. You know, something else I think about, and I think this is very real, especially in terms of financial security, like the importance of your network.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You know, I really do think, you know, hard work will help you, but I really think, you know, it really is who you know.
And I think that's true with everything.
You know, and that's another thing where you're like, well, you know, if I was born in like a higher social group, then that would be easy. You know, I would, I would know people that like, oh yeah, my dad is the president here. He'll get you a job. You know, then that would be easy. My network would be there for me. And again, this is another excuse I create for myself. Very convincing.
Very convincing.
Of why it's hard for me to, you know, why it's not as easy. Like, I remember we went to this place one time and we met that guy. Remember that guy who he was like 18 and he was, he had a co-op in St. Petersburg at one of the biggest financial groups like in Europe. Right. And the only reason, well, it doesn't matter, but the only reason he got there was because his dad knew a guy and stuff like that.
Oh,
and that was because his dad went to like Harvard. So, you know, so he knew some rich people. But the whole point is that You know, and then you're in a situation where like, well, yeah, if only I had that, you know, and obviously it'd be easy. But again, what's the simple solution to that problem? Just start hanging out at places where these people hang out.
Yeah.
Develop social skills so they end up liking you.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I realize this is kind of ridiculous because it's kind of manipulative, but I'm just saying that's just kind of the reality. You know, if I want to start meeting people, you know, where their parents can get me a job because they like me, you know, what's the way to do that? You know, buy myself a very nice suit and start showing up every week to, I don't know, the ballet, some, you know, social gathering at the museum.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of these events out there. And obviously, am I going to be unimpressive and tank at the beginning?
Absolutely.
You're damn right I will.
You're damn sure.
You know, I don't know what these people talk about. Or even my social skills with my own social class are not that great, you know? So,
yeah.
But again, both the practice and then eventually, you know, before you know it, again, unless you're not putting the effort, but as long as you put the time, the repetition, the effort, you're going to start noticing that, you know, your group of friends, their parents are pretty successful. And that might help you get. So I'm just saying, it's just like, that's another thing that seems that we allow ourselves to be a great obstacle when in reality, it's so simple.
And that gets paired with the idea of, you know, making sure to have, you know, one thing, you know, because you can easily spread yourself thin and have like 50 things where I think, you know, your time and effort would be much, much better, much, you know, better spent. If you had this, what's your one thing? You know, like make it maybe for a month, you know? Or just like make sure you have a singular focus to do as much as you possibly can. Do the most simple, because you can, anybody can do anything for a month. I think I heard somebody say that once. I think that's, you know, I can do anything for a month. Like, I think that's so true.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
For a month?
Yeah, if you found a reason.
I could do anything for a month.
So and then once you do it for a month, you might be like, I guess I'll do it.
Yeah, I guess I'll
do it. God damn it. Got this far.
Exactly, right? I love that. It's a great.
But again,
that just reminds me of a friend of ours who she told us how she just sent an email.
Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah. So again, COVID. You would think that at this time, you know, businesses aren't doing great.
Yeah.
You know, no one's doing great. They're probably not going to hire, you know, young people because they have to spend the money training
save
you.
And
they know it's going to take a few months before you're actually competent enough to actually start making the money. You know, we come up with all these reasons. Are any of them true? I have no idea. But I'm just saying
we come up with all these reasons. That's definitely true.
Here was, one of Constantine's friends. She just graduated, and then she sent an email to a designing company.
Yeah, which is in her field, to ask for a volunteer
position. Well, that's a cool thing. They weren't hiring.
Yes.
They weren't hiring. I love that. That's the thing I love. They were not hiring.
Yeah.
But she sent them an email, and all she asked is, could I volunteer at your place?
And then, what was it? She volunteers for a week.
Yeah, I think she said 2 weeks later, she did such a good job that they gave her a job.
Isn't that amazing?
A full-time job.
Paying job,
unbelievable!
And I think that just gives you an example of, like, wow, this isn't like we're not made. This is not things that just you think about. This is things that happen.
Yeah,
and it's
the thing is, like, there's no big secret. There's nothing that any of these motivation had to tell you. She just knew I want a job. I have to apply to places.
This person
isn't hiring. Well, what's the next thing I can do?
Yeah,
I can introduce myself and volunteer. You know, so it's like, we know what we have to do to live a good life, to solve our problems. Because it's simple. You know, you don't need, all of our problems don't require like a professor, a PhD to understand what the issue
Most
is.
Most of them,
I think the important ones.
That's true.
Important ones are problems that human beings have been facing for thousands of years.
Generations,
It's ingrained in our DNA. You know, we're not the first kids. I'm sure this guy from a hunter-gathering society, you know, was a caveman, went up to his dad one day. He's like, but what if ending isn't for me?
What if I want to
be like, what are you talking about? That's all we do. What else are you going to do?
I want to be a painter, Dad.
And that's how the first painting was created. These are fundamental human, at least I think they are.
Struggles, absolutely. Dilemmas.
Concerns.
Sure.
Things we think about. I don't think it's anything new.
No.
And, you know, we don't need, it's like we don't need an education to figure this stuff out.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need to go to school. You know, a lot of people say like, you know, we go to school to become a good doctor, but you don't go to school to become like a good human being. Well, that's because you don't need to go to school. You know,
wow,
living, just you being alive is the best school you can understand to know how to be a good person.
But all you have to do, and this is just like being in school, you have to be curious, you have to be aware, you have to be willing to learn, willing to improve yourself.
Well, I think the most important thing,
yeah,
well, again, this is for me,
sure,
but the thing that I love is not getting so concerned about the goal you're working on,
yeah,
and being more focused on the steps, yeah. The I don't like the word journey,
okay,
because
it seems more,
what does that even mean? But the steps in the sense of, you know, because when you think of yourself in the goal, for example, let's say you like, okay, my goal is to become very comfortable talking to strangers.
Yeah.
I want to be the kind of person, and that's actually one of my
goals. That is a goal.
I want to be the kind of person that can go to any social setting,
yeah,
come up to any person, talk to them, and actually have them enjoy the conversation, not them, you know, wanting to run away, yes, you know, do a good job, right? Yes. That's a goal that I want to develop.
Yeah.
Now, if I had the mindset where I was always like, you know, that is all I think about, how can I make this person enjoy,
yeah,
my company, that discourages me a lot, because the truth is I'm not good at that, you know? Yeah. So every time I talk to a person, I realized I didn't succeed.
I think you're pretty hard on yourself. No,
but
I know what you mean.
This is something that I felt has really helped me.
Yeah.
So I don't think about that anymore. Instead, what my goal is,
yeah,
is my goal isn't to become the kind of person that talks very well. My goal is just to be the kind of person that goes and talk to people,
yes,
a lot.
Yes.
Right?
Because that's how you get better. That's
now, here's the thing. When you go and talk to people a lot, inevitably you will become better again. Yeah. We're human beings. We are incredible animals, or whatever you want to think about it. You know, we're able, yeah, to develop understandings of what we do. You know, if we do something with repetition, we'll understand what we did wrong, and absolutely, we'll understand how to improve.
Yeah.
And you feel like a success, you know, because every time I go and talk to someone,
yeah,
whether that was a great conversation or a terrible conversation,
you're getting better.
I succeed, not, but I accomplish my goal.
That's,
you know what,
true,
I mean? I accomplish my goal. So I can't get upset with myself, because I literally accomplished my goal. You know, that's actually what I want to do. I want to become a person. And before you know it, you will get better. But the interesting thing for me is that has actually really helped me not be so afraid talking to people, because now obviously there still is. But I think a big part of it is because I don't care if they don't like me,
yeah,
or if they say no to me, or okay, what, you know, because at the end of the day, that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to get the conversation, go as far as I can with it.
Yeah.
I might do well, might not do well. And then, you know, I'll do the next one. Now, next question is, how is this very relevant in the COVID situation? Because obviously I'm not going up to strangers. Hey, sweet neighbor, where are you going? No. So
one's different, but I think the same.
Outside
of COVID, though,
I obviously right now that's kind of on. That's not something that's really happening right now. I still do it, but over like, you know, social media stuff. Yeah. Online.
But you're planting the seed.
But at least, you know, but again, it's just, I feel like that makes things easier. At least it does for me.
Yeah.
You know, so, and actually something else that this helped me with was applying for scholarships.
Oh yeah.
You know, I never really applied to scholarships before. Mainly because, well, I mean, it's a lot of work.
A lot of reasons, yeah.
You kind of assume that you'll be fine without it. You know, like, I'll figure it out. You know, I don't need, you know, people figure it out without scholarships. I'll figure it out without scholarships.
Yeah.
Or, you know, someone else, there's someone else better than me, which, I mean, there probably is.
There always is. Yeah.
And so obviously whenever I would start writing a scholarship essay or something like that, what my goal was to win the scholarship. And then, you know, that would demotivate me because I realized, like, how am I going to win with this? Yeah, you know,
it's true.
How am I going to win? This is goal. This is like a So instead, now what I do is my goal is just to submit scholarships, as many as I can. Some of them are bad. Some of them I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't say it in the thing.
Yeah.
But the thing is that I apply to the scholarship, and again, with enough repetition, I will get better. And you know, if I apply to 30 scholarships, I mean, I'm not stupid. I'm sure I'll get a small one.
Maybe.
You know,
or not.
Goal. Yeah, again, or not. But that's not the goal. The goal is just to apply. And now I actually do apply to scholarships, which is something I've been wanting to do for years and never did. You know?
That's
so
amazing. Good for you.
Haven't got anything yet.
that's the goal. That's the best part about this. So 45 minutes now.
Right. So actually, Constantine, you have a project due tomorrow.
I got things I gotta get to. But this was really fun.
I honestly, I realized that structure is a really good thing. But I think one of the things I love about talking with you is just we just talk.
That's true.
That's one of the things I love.
Yeah.
You know. And obviously, I mean, again, just like we said, you know, it's something we have to work on and figure out different things to what works best, and maybe adding some kind of structure in a different way. We don't know how will benefit us, but I mean, for the time being, I mean, obviously it's in the back of our heads, but I enjoy just the process of talking.
I think that's the best part. You see, we're improving.
Yeah. You know, we're improving
the full circle, but I think we're having a lot of fun. I think for me, the best part about this is just being able to sit down, you know, just once a week, you know, to talk with my bro. So that's pretty special for me. I'm sure it's something I'm going to remember. So thank you for that. It's always so fun. And you always I feel like, I don't know about you, but I always learn and it makes me think about things. And I always come out of them better, I think.
Well, bringing this kind of like full circle, talking about like being more interested in the process. I think a lot of that mindset is why we started the radio show in the first place. We would never have started this if our goal was to do a perfect thing, because we would never have started, you know, we would have been, I mean, right now, if no one follows us, if no one listens to us, or if hundreds, I mean, really doesn't matter if people hate it, love it. Again, doesn't matter. For me, what matters is that once a week we actually do it.
Yeah.
So whenever we finish it, whether it's popular or not, you know, it's like, but again, that wasn't my goal. My goal is just to do episode 5.
And I think we'll end
and that. You know what? We did it. My God, we won.
We did it.
Winners. Oh, God.
That's fun. Okay.
Dopamine rush right there.
Dopamine rush. One of that, please. Okay. Well, we are the Ultra Bros. I mean, that was episode number 5.
An episode from number 5 from the Ultra Bros.
Hope you have
thank you so much for listening in. If you did listen in, if you did not listen in, well, thank you to Keegan, our program manager, who does have to listen in. So, but this is obviously this is a lot of fun. I hope you all have a good day, a good week.
Yeah,
and you know, at the end of the day, we're all just trying to, we're all trying.
That's
and
true.
That, you know, that's, I think that's just how you do
that's
it.
That's what's important.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, see you guys.
Bye, bro.